Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda.
We are reading from Vilapa Kusumanjali, verse 8. O Goddess, I am helpless and afflicted in the middle of an ocean of sorrow. Please take me to the wonderful abode of your lotus feet and the powerful boat of your mercy. When the mind is very agitated by feelings of separation, the loving devotee may feel helpless or unfortunate, unable to make an end to it.
This to understand. Read again.
When the mind...
No, beginning.
Verse.
First.
O Goddess, I am helpless and afflicted in the middle of ocean of sorrow. Please take me to the wonderful abode of your lotus feet, in the powerful boat of your mercy.
Powerful boat of the mercy. I want to say about mercy. Mercy is not that I will afford something to go get mercy. One thought is this, I have to afford to get mercy. No, man.
It's easy for you.
I do something, I'm chanting something, I want to be a pure good to get mercy.
Sadhana.
Sadhana. Mercy not depend on your sadhana. That I want to say. Then what type of mercy is this? I do sadhana and then I get the result, then my effort is there. Mercy is not that. Mercy is this, without doing nothing I got something. That calls mercy.
Causeless.
There is one thought that you have to do this, 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 then you will get the mercy. It's a different concept. Radharani mercy is causeless mercy. You only feel the sorrow and you sit on her boat, don't try to jump from that. And you will feel that mercy. Why mercy is not coming? Because I am doing effort for getting out from that. I will believe and sit on that boat and feel that mercy. Why to work and why to effort something? Outside is sorrow. Is a forest where all the way is the full of fires. And where I go, which way I go, I have no idea. But mercy, I pray, I become in sorrow and I pray and one helicopter come and pick me out from that fire. That is mercy. What is my effort for that? This is called mercy.
But what about homework, Gurudev?
Huh?
What about homework?
Homework? Only to meditate that I have to believe in mercy. Mercy is the only way. If I am qualified, then what qualification not give to understand the mercy? If I am very qualified, then I no feel that mercy is something coming to me. Because I am so unqualified and I no understand, I don't believe. After that, all bad habits and all bad circumstances, what is surprise for my life? That everything changed in my life. That is mercy. I never effort for that. and I affirm, and then I got something, then our ego is growing more. Mercy, I never feel. I don't become servant. We are servant. We have no power to do any effort. Only I can think your to you. Other effort is useless. Only to meditate in you and pray for you. How I will be close with you. That closeness give mercy in my life. This effort of being close to you. I sit on your boat and I don't want to jump out from your mercy boat. I want to see what will happen in my life. Then be out from the forest fire and peace will come. That I want to explain about mercy.
When the mind is very agitated by feelings of separation, the loving devotee may feel helpless or unfortunate.
When mind is fixed with you and is agitating, helplessness is there. No help. I cannot see any help from other places. I am so hopeless. That is the condition to feel mercy. I do A, B, C, D, and then I got some mercy. I do the bhajan, Sardha, then bhajan kriya I have to do. After bhajan kriya,
nishtha.
Sadhu sangha I have to do. Then I have to develop ruchi. Then I have to develop asakti. This is no way, no necessary. You will see one day that you are in the nishtha stage. You are in your sarup. This is all automatic will happen. This is the mercy. Only by your meditation this happens. I sit on your boat, so is happening in my life. And I know myself this happened to me. I know, practice this. Sardha. Automatic sardha comes to me. Automatic bhajan kriya start happening. Automatic, I don't know why this happening. Then sadhu sangha, automatic happening, I start living in Vrindavan. This was natural for me. It's not that I effort for this, no. Only one effort that I took the shelter and come to Vrindavan and try to stay here. Then sadhu sangha and nishtha come, then ruchi come, asakti come. This is automatic. Why to do something? I have to 1, 2, 3, 4 counting has to complete. Then I see, oh, this shastra is automatic, is happening if you take the shelter of Radhika. You sit on the boat of Radhika.
When the mind is very agitated by feelings of separation, the loving devotee may feel helpless or unfortunate.
Helpless! That is the point to success. That is the point of helplessness, is the point of success. If you are not helpless, no mercy will come. Why mercy will come? If you are not helpless, you are capable. If you are capable, what mercy you want? You are helpless, then mercy comes, na, my dear. What you cannot do, then you need mercy. Yeah.
Devotee may feel helpless or unfortunate, unable to make
an end meet. Helpless and unfortunate. Why? Because I born in the king family, I am unfortunate. But I don't have the bhakti. I born in the Bulgaria, unfortunate, where no devotion is a star. I born in the place where the meat eaters are there. It's an unfortunateness. I born that nobody liked devotion, unfortunate for me. And this unfortunateness of me, you can help me. I need your mercy. Right or not? I'm sometimes fortunate, like I born in the family, they are king, but at the same time Vaishnava. They are vegetarian. They are connected with Vrindavan. They have already temple. They all devoted to Krishna, and I got this mercy. Why this is happening? Is Sukriti of my previous birth I got in this life. This is Sukriti. I do good karma and I got these circumstances to grow. And I am unfortunate after getting these circumstances. I have no still bhakti in my life. No, I realize this. I waste my so many time. In material sense enjoyment, because this desire was also unfortunately in previous life to enjoy the material things. It was happened, come to me. So spiritual bit mixed with material desire was there. So both I got this. Previous sanskara is in my life. So this is unfortunateness. After getting all benefit, I am not utilizing right way. It's my unfortunate. Then I need your mercy that you remove my all minus point in my life. If you don't see negative, how you will become positive? We see only our thing positive. We never see the negative and negative catch us back. Yes.
Although he feels smashed by the pain of separation, he knows there is no other remedy than the direct attainment of Sri Radhika's audience and service.
You see, if this pain will come, mercy comes to you. If this desire comes in my life, that is mercy. You got it. What? Read again.
Although he feels
smashed. Take this mic. This mic is useful for you.
Although he feels smashed by the pain of separations, he knows there is no other remedy than the direct attainment of Sri Radhika's audience and service.
Why audience of Radhika is important? Why not God important? And then how you will know the God? Radhika is important because she is the goddess of love. If you have no love, no feeling, how you will offer to the rasa? God is a juicy. You go dry, you are not going to do anything there because he's a juicy juice. You have no feeling to understand that juice. You have no feeling. Feeling makes you to understand the juicy thing. You feel, you like that, and this feeling comes with love. And this is giver of Radhika's love. Radhika gives this love in our life. She, without her mercy, no feeling and love can come inside you. So I want to sit in his boat to develop my this first thing. Because I living with material thing, my feeling die. My feeling dead. I have to develop this feeling. I have to come back to in myself, in my soul consciousness. I was so much bodily talking and sense and mind and physical body that I become totally material. So much meditation. My feeling is die, it become material. Without your mercy, it not can become change in my life. I am a useless material, iron, plastic. Yeah. Only by your mercy, when I will realize my spiritual identity, again I can revive this.
Srila Raghunath Das Goswami feels as if he is lying in the middle of ocean of misery, which knows no comparison in the mundane world.
Love.
Srila Raghunath Das Goswami feels as if he is lying in the middle of ocean of misery, which knows no comparison in the mundane world. No amount of material or spiritual suffering can compare to it. One day, Sri Guru Devi Parvati asked her divine husband Sriman Mahadev, Lord Shiva, about the super excellence of Sri Radhika's love, and Lord Shiva told her, "O Shiva, Parvati, if you would make separate pills of all the happiness and misery of all the three worlds, as well as of all the spiritual worlds, it could not be compared with even a drop of the happiness during meeting and misery during separation that Sri Radhika feels out of her love for Krishna. The Kinkaris also experience some of this happiness and distress, because they are none different from Sri Radhika at heart, and they have some of her Mahabhava infused in them.
You see? What is the Manjaris? The maid servants. Then Radhika infuse her feeling in her, and they feel the similar. Infuse that. So see, that they also start feeling the same feeling like Radhika. That is the maid servants, the Manjaris. They do like that.
And thus, if a loving devotee hears even a faint reflection of the high dancing waves that roll on the terrible ocean of Sri Raghunatha's suffering from separation, from a distance, he will immediately understand. No devotee aspirant in the world can speak like that, and only a pure devotee can.
Pure means? Who got this desire? They are pure. To not deviate in many, many places. Purity means one point. Like a chastised woman fixed with one husband. That is pure. Pure. Chastised woman, you say, na? Pure. Why pure? Because he no run with many men. So purity means like a we not run from many things. This is purity. We have a purity, one point in meditation.
Radhika is the point.
Love is the point.
Love.
And Radhika is love. If Radhika is love is not point, then other point is important. What is your point? You do that. The life, not the anyone. See the church, go. Faith. If you have no faith, you cannot love. Faith make you to hope, and hope make you to love, and love give you the God. There are four words are mentioned in the church. Faith, hope, love, then fourth is God. If no love, you have no way to see the God. Very far. Faith, Vishwas, faith, firm faith. But we are so doubtful, we can never develop faith. Then hope. If the faith is not there, hopeless. Many hopeless persons are there because they have no faith, hopeless. Faith make you to hope. The hopeless person are burning in the fire. The fire is there, forest. The forest is full of fire and I am standing in middle. I don't know how to go out. This is the condition of the forest fire. One person is standing inside. And this is happening after that jumping and playing there. They don't know that after some time you will die and you will burn out there. nobody will know what will happen to you. Is it fixed? Fire will burn out. Time will come and burn out. But I am living in the fire. I don't want to leave because I don't want to develop faith. And faith, hope make you to love. One thing you miss, nowhere. One will give you another thing. Another will give you another thing. Faith gives you hope. If not, then you are hopeless. And hope gives you love. And love gives you God. Radhika will give you Krishna.
We are not interested to get Krishna, no?
No, you go interested in Jesus, you interested in Allah, you will get this. But this is also their process.
Yes.
You want Allah, you want God, but you have to process this way. Faith, hope, love and God. Any, this God, Krishna, anything you give the name, this is the process. 1, 2, 3, 4. Right?
Yeah.
Faith, say, translate. She practice Allah. You practice too. Come here, near to me. She is my best doctor. Come. Ye Sufi hai. Yahan sab ka hai. Say, faith. Faith, translate German. Loud say. No, I don't like this. We are not talking.
Loud!
I say faith, you say faith to me in German. Loud.
Weg, der Weg, Vertrauen.
Faith. Right? You know the faith?
Vertrauen.
Yeah. Then hope. Loud.
Hopeful.
And if there are no hope, hopeless. Right? And then love. Sufi is love way. Then Allah. Right? Where, which way you are going? Religious way, I don't know. That you find. Different Hindu dharm, go to Hindu, they will say you. I am not Hindu. I am a devotee of my Radha Mohan. I have no religious practice. You see, I am a religious person, I go doing some rituals, I don't do. I am not interested in rituals. Priests are coming, he knows that I will not sit in the rituals. He knows, say to me, anything you see, I never do. I off it, switch off. Ram Sarup will come, he will not say to go and do this, because I don't do. I don't believe rituals. I'm Indian, but I don't believe that. I believe in the faith, I believe in the hope, I believe in the love and God. No ritual. It's a New Testament, Old Testament. It's what I practiced previous life. This time I don't come for that. So try to be in love and try to faith this. Then your hopelessness will go out. If not, then hopelessness will always stay the fire, forest fire, you will burn whole life. And one day, fire will catch you and you will burn out. Nobody will know about you.
Because hopeless, huh? Hopeless means helpless.
Helpless. No help. Nobody will give. You will not believe because you are not a faith in anything. You practice to be not to believe anything. This is your practice. Huh? Go. Why I am repeating, meditate on these things. This meditation will fix you. No need to think many things. Meditate that faith is important or not. I am hopeless or hopeful. Hope is there in my life. If I am hopeless, I have no faith. Basic thing. And if you have no faith, you are fire. You are in the forest fire. Judge yourself. You have a fire because of you have no faith. Hey, bhai, medula kahi Nitik Ayan ka phone aa raha. अब गोपीनाथ से मिलो तुम और जा 10 तारीख को यहाँ उस सब है तुम भी रहेगा और कीर्तन बढ़िया से करवाएगा जाओ गोपीनाथ से मिलो गो
देन The picture of the sad moon-like face of Sriman Mahaprabhu, the personification of Vipralamba Rasa, mood of love in separation, as he relished Sri Radha's feelings of separation from Sri Krishna in the Gambira, will be drawn on the slate of his mind. When the life errs reach the throat because of strong feelings of love in separation, then again a vision of the deity may come to the devotee, which helps him to stay alive again. Then there is no end to his bliss, and he thinks he is close to his beloved again. This constant succession of meeting and separation brings to the devotee in the indescribable condition. This is the speciality of love of Raja, and it is known as
understand or not this. Very slow. You say the pastime. If no read like this, you give the feeling with your reading. Again repeat.
Then the picture of sad moon-like face of Sriman Mahaprabhu.
Understand?
Sad?
Oh, sad, sad.
The sad moon-like face of
Sriman. Meditate this. Picture of sadness in Mahaprabhu. Face is moon-like, but some sadness is there. Go on.
The personification of Vipralamba Rasa.
Why he is sad? Because he is missing something. He feels separation. Vipralamba is a complicated word, but the separation. He feels something missing. Why he is missing? Why? He is a renounced person. Why he missed something? Sannyasi, no need to miss anything. Why he is in sad mood? What is the reason of his sadness? Sannyasi, no need to sad. Right? And if he is sad, then he is no sannyasi. No. Sannyasi, he covered, but he is sad. Go on.
And he relished Sri Sri Radha's feelings of separation from Sri Krishna in the Gambhira?
She is thinking something, relishing. She is in relishment mode, thinking more, oh, Radhika. Is missing Krishna. These waves come to her. She is not with Krishna. Radhika is alone. And he starts thinking herself, himself as a Radhika. Forget he is sannyas, forget. He is in Radha Bhav, he starts missing Krishna in the sannyas avesh. Cover is this, and he is in Radha Bhav. And he starts missing, crying. Like a lover, beloved, like a beloved for his lover. This has to feel. Then you will relish that, no? Yeah. Go on.
And he relished Sri Radha's feelings of separation from Sri Krishna in the Gambhira.
Yeah. So this Radhika bhav, Radhika feeling so intense become that she start crying and separation, like she cannot control herself. Where is my lover? Where is my lover? And crying from tears and rolling in the floor. He forget his sannyas avesh. Sometimes she cry. And sometimes smile, sometimes mad person like this talking, sometimes running, sometimes rolling, like a, in separation of the beloved do for the lover. Normally he start doing like this.
He relished Sri Radha's feelings of separation from Sri Krishna in the Gambhira will be drowned on the slate of his mind.
When mind is bhava, is what in her mind. Please try to understand. When you come, switch off.
Yeah, I forgot.
Go on.
When the life of earth reached the throat because a strong feelings of love and separation, then again a vision of the deity may come to the devotee which helps him to stay alive again.
Then when it is so deep, you call, then Krishna himself come. And when you see from your eyes, then you cool yourself. And this cooling give again hope. Meeting again makes you hope to be strong. Oh, he's here. He's with me. Why to cry? Then you embrace. You meet. You talk. You kiss. And you sit and try to talk with him. And then again he slips from you and he hides from you. Yeah.
Then there is no end to his bliss, and he thinks he is close to his beloved again.
He feels so bliss. This is bliss. This is mercy. That in my fire, in the forest fire of separation from you, for the pure devotee, also is a fire. Without looking to you. Material person is also fire. Material person is burning worst in fire, and spiritual person also feel fire when he knows his lover. Different type of fire, burning.
This constant succession of meeting and separation brings the devotee in the indescribable condition.
Indescribable
condition. This is the speciality of love of Vraja, and it is known as the great treasure of Vraja Rasa Upasaka, practitioner of the flowers of Vraja. Whenever this prema is to be known as the greatest bliss during union or the greatest sorrow during separation, cannot be ascertained.
This is the reason of the bhajan in Vrindavan. Vrindavan, this place, is famous for these two things. Without meeting of your lover, you feel fire, and when you meet your lover, you feel union. And this has to practice is the only Vrindavan place. Sorry, but this is the reality.
Gurudev, why?
That is the highest. Why means what is the highest? This is the highest. Why this is highest? That to research. This alone, somebody will listen, you will not believe. Somebody will say something you not believe till you not see. So that has to research, means you have to find out why this is the highest. And if you not feel, faith will not come to you. You will not believe it. You have to feel it. Why this is the highest and not highest, higher thing than this?
Yes, we have to be attentive. What's happening to me when I'm here and what's happening to me when I'm there? What is the difference? If we can understand this, then many things will be clear.
Then faith is not coming. No? If I don't know and I have some feeling of highest thing, and then no belief will come. You know, I will not believe. I will believe in different material subject. What keep you materially alive? And this is not material. This is your feeling, based on your feeling. Read this line again.
Radhe, Radhe, Govinda.